Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Listening to us on last Sunday's edition of Free Talk Live, we changed it up a bit. I don't know if you did. You hear that last week?
I did not.
But we, instead of doing "and you're back," it was Mother's Day, so we were doing "and your mother."
Maybe I'll do it next year.
Yeah. Maybe you'll do your mother next year.
Oh. Too far.
Wow. Have I pushed the envelope on that?
Yeah, I think so.
You've already gone.
Don't worry, I'll do it again.
Sunk to new lows.
It is Free Talk Live, for those of you wondering what the heck you're listening to. We are a live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number that you need to inscribe on, a chisel on some stone or something.
Use a Sharpie.
Tattoo on your firstborn's forehead backwards. You can read it in the mirror or whatever. Mm-hmm. The number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The start date is 05212023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me tonight,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
It's that time of month. It's time for Steve Classic.
Thanks, Captain.
We can't really name you Aunt Flo, so.
Oh. I'm only here once a month.
But you
every 28 days
you do
only I'm back.
Show up, you do only show up once a month. It's kind of weird.
True.
Yeah.
Well, it's unique.
But, everybody's got their cadence, right?
Yeah.
So
I'll be in the Shire in 2 months, I think.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah. I make a long trip to get here.
You do. Yeah. And we appreciate you for it.
But I love being here. No better place to be than in New Hampshire with the porcupines.
Steve had mentioned earlier, he's like, I hope X calls.
Yeah.
And you'll never guess who's on hold right now.
Oh.
That person.
Yeah. Of course. They've been summoned.
Well, yeah, it's as if, what do they call it? Manifesting?
Yep.
Yeah.
You've manifested.
Yeah. Right. Just calling. Like those chicken wings tonight.
And that bird-a-festing?
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. I'll have 10 wings, and there they were.
You were just straight winging it.
I was winging it.
Damn!
Damn, girl!
We have a good show for you in store. We have lots of stuff to talk about. First up, and I literally, this was just published on the 19th, so I only bumped into this, a couple of hours ago. Literally, like before I left my house to come down.
Fresh, breaking news.
Yeah, well, it was published on the 19th, so a couple days ago. But Tohono O'odham Man, that's a place, Tohono O'odham, in somewhere around Tucson, Arizona, I guess, because it's out of Tucson, from KVOA.com, which is News for Tucson. Tohono O'odham Man shot and killed by Border Patrol.
Now, that's fake news.
Now, at first, that to those who don't live there and don't know what that is, at first that sounds like a relatively innocuous thing. Oh, some people were crossing the border and they got shot by Border Patrol, right? There's probably some.
That's what you would think.
There's probably some Bordertarians out there going, good, right? I'm not one of them. I think state borders are just the most ridiculous thing and should be, gone the way of the dodo. But a well-respected member of the Tohono O'odham community has been gunned down by Border Patrol agents. The man's family is outraged and wants answers. According to Customs and Border Protection, U.S. Border Patrol agents from the, I believe that's pronounced IO station, were involved in a shooting that resulted in the death of a man. Family member says the man was respected and loved. One family member who asked not to be identified fought back tears as she told News 4 Tucson, "I kept hearing the gunshots and I can't get over it. It's very sad just to know who they were shooting at."
That's horrifying.
So, yeah, the short story here is that this guy, and this article will get into it, but he saw some people in his yard he figured were illegal immigrants. He called Border Patrol. Border Patrol showed up, shot him dead. Not the immigrants. Him, the guy who called.
Mistaken identity?
I don't know.
Yeah. I want to get back into this, but because of the serendipity of the summoning and the manifestation, I think we have to go to the phones immediately.
Can I summons him?
Sure, yeah. Are you ready?
On the phone now. Joining us is Jerome.
Well, hang on. I didn't do the thing.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to try it again? In 3, 2.
Joining us now is Jerome from South Carolina. Go ahead, Jerome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings and salutations. Who was looking for me? Because here I am.
I was saying, well, you haven't heard from Jerome in a while, but I'm only here once a month, every 28 days.
Yeah, that's Steve Classic, Jerome.
Yeah.
Well, we have to expand the panel, you know? More than merrier, I always say.
If you're footing the bill, yeah, we'll do it.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the guy that was asking about me. Your new compatriot.
He's not new. He's here once a month and has been here once a month for several years now.
We might have to get him on more.
Yeah.
If he likes me, he likes me. I can't help
again,
it.
if you're going to pay for it, Jerome, we'll do it.
I'll pay for it out of your pocket.
I would pay just to have Jerome on the phone. I'd pay for the call. How about that? Like, I'd pay for the call.
Like what? Like $3.99
anyway,
a minute?
Yeah. Anywho, I have a doozy. I mean a humdinger of a story. Yeah. Excuse me if I sound a little outdated, you know. But we got a governor here in South Carolina, and I can swear this guy's a Klansman. After what I saw today, I was checking my phone for some news and stuff, information.
Yeah.
And what did I find?
I don't know.
Governor Henry McMaster, the scumbag, dirtbag loser that he is, talked about sicking dogs on Democrats or making them so extinct that they're going to have to use dogs to find them. Now, you didn't grow up during the civil rights struggle, and I did. So sicking dogs on people, it's not funny. He said, oh, it was a joke. No, it ain't funny, okay?
That reminds me,
and I'm not laughing.
That reminds me of the joke that Obama made. I mentioned it last night when his daughter first started dating. She's 13, 14 years old. And so, you know, the big news was that she's got a boyfriend. And so Obama is at this big dinner, and he gets up and he's like, well, so, yeah, apparently she's got a boyfriend now. I got two words for him. Predator drone. Yeah. And I'm like, that is one of the most classless things I've ever seen. Is who's the head of an empire threatening their daughter's boyfriend with a predator drone strike?
14-year-old, 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Look, you know, there's no way in hell he's going to stick a predator drone on somebody.
You don't know that.
This crap. Oh, please.
Do you know that this governor in South Carolina wouldn't sick dogs on some Democrats?
Oh, I know he would.
Okay, so then what's the difference? They're both politicians.
I mean, how, though? We don't really know these people. We haven't had a real conversation with them about either of these comments, so I don't know if they're serious or not.
Yep.
Oh, you think that's not a racial threat, huh? Especially after what happened here at a local church.
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't a racial threat. It could be.
It's definitely a threat.
I said I didn't know.
That's the governor, okay? The governor, all right? That's the governor. Says something like that.
I mean, I typically don't like politicians, and that's
not
a surprising statement for a politician to make.
I was going to say, also, like, politicians say all sorts of things all of the time. Most of them are BS, right? Most of the things that come out of their mouth are lies and,
It's not funny.
It rarely is.
I'm not laughing.
He's not trying to be a comedian, apparently, so...
Well, we'll see what the national media has to say about this.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, probably nothing, because nobody really cares, Jerome. Sadly, that's the state of the world.
Why? Because they don't care about black people, right?
I don't know if it really has anything to do with black people. Yeah, it's...
Hey, they damn sure care about Ukraine, huh?
Really? Oh, yeah, hey, absolutely.
They're fighting tooth and nail to save their country, but people in our own country who've been born and raised here and served this country, they don't give a damn about them or the comments made about them, right?
No, they sure don't. I mean, the evidence proves that. It's overwhelming, actually, that they don't. They leave these veterans to suffer all sorts of trauma, PTSD, all sorts of mental problems, physical problems, from, you know, being sent to foreign lands to kill people that they've never met, have no actual quarrel with. It's a ridiculous proposition. What's that?
Can I throw something else at you?
I don't know. Can you?
I was in my mom's hospital room a couple of years ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told you I lost my mom. It's close to 2 years. It'll be July. It'll be close to two. It'll be like 2 years.
Did you look behind the couch?
I'm in there. My mom was sick. My mom was sick, okay? And I was there. So this, as I always was, to provide emotional support for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I get into a conversation with her respiratory nurse. And we were talking about the military. He says, oh, the only reason you got in the military is because you were black. Hey,
that is a strange comment to make.
Do you know how much restraint I had to use? I said, I see my mom over there in the bed, sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know how much restraint I had to use to either not kill him with my bare hands or throw him out the damn window, because we were like probably up on the fifth floor through an unbreakable window, you know, that they used to.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't, because you strike me as the type of guy that's got a thicker skin than that.
Hey, he know, I said, this SOB, and it was a white dude, too. I said, this SOB don't know a damn thing about me or what I went through to qualify and get into military. He doesn't know one thing about me. Yeah, but you know what he knows about you? You're black. That's all he knows.
Hey, you got to ignore those people.
It's always very concerning when I come across stories about people in healthcare positions or leadership positions or politicians, whatever, being racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, good. These are the people that are taking care of people and making laws.
Yeah. Yeah, politics makes it so that the least of men, the least of people, get into power and, you know, take these positions. And it's, I don't know why people keep going along with it. It's a horrible system. It doesn't work. It creates nothing but pain and misery and suffering for everybody that participates in it and is subjected to it. And it should just be done away with. Thanks for the call, Jerome. We appreciate you.
Bye, Jerome. Oh, we dropped him.
Yeah, we sure did. Not behind the couch, apparently.
No.
Is the governor racist? I mean, there's probably racist governors. Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
I'm sure this one is too. But
not only are they racist, but they're psychopaths too. Because the seat is what gives them the psychopathic behavior. Like, even if you test non-psychopathic, if there were a test, right, and you could, nope, this guy's not a psychopath, and then you got into a position of power,
make that person the mayor,
yeah, or the governor, or the president, right, or whatever, right? All of a sudden, that person has to act in a psychopathic way. So it's not the people, it's the chair that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what level it's at. Some people be like, well, it's okay to have a chair at the local level, and it's, I mean, there's some evidence to say that local voting is actually, you know, more effective than, like, national vote, that kind of thing. But I just don't think voting is a good way for society to conduct itself. Why would you let a popularity contest guide your entire society? I just don't understand that. That's the worst possible. Whoever thought of that as an idea, they're like, I got a good idea. Let's have a popularity contest. No, I don't want the most popular person.
Well,
right?
No, it's not the most popular. Well, in a lot of cases it is, but with the president it's not. But the president really has nothing to do with you. I mean,
it's pseudo popularity, right? Because of the way the electoral
and
it's convoluted, really, like, yeah, and it's like, how does that?
It almost makes it worse.
It does.
The electoral college.
Yeah, it does. But then again, like, just look at fundamentally voting, right? Okay, so this is democracy at its worst. Right. The majority of the people gets to boss around the minority. Just because they are the majority? Like, no. That's not how it should work. That's not how freedom works. Right. If you want,
democracy is not freedom.
It is not. If you want freedom, then if there was, let's say, 51% of the population in the United States that wanted to follow, let's say, Joe Biden, for example, they should be allowed to be led by Joe Biden. But the other 49% of the people who didn't want to be led by Joe Biden, much less anybody else, they should be free to not be led by Joe Biden. But that's not the case. That's not how it works.
Right.
In fact, what it is it's a winners and losers thing. Oh, ha, ha, ha. We get to tell you how to live your life, right? And you can't do anything about it, ha, ha, ha. And it's all enforced through violence. Because that's all the state does.
Right.
At any rate.
So there.
Yeah, Jerome, sorry about your racist governor. You know, vote him out, man. You know?
Yeah.
See if you can do that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it always works.
Vote the bastards out. Oh, wait, how did they get in? Oh, by voting. Right. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
How'd that happen?
All right, so circling back to this article from KVOA.com in Tucson, Arizona, a man called Border Patrol, and Border Patrol shows up and shoots the guy who called instead of, you know, taking care of the alleged illegal immigrants. Hang on, let me find out where I was. She told News 4 Tucson she wanted people to know what happened to their loved one, Raymond Mattia. That's the man's name, Raymond Mattia. According to another family member who also asked not to be identified, Mattia was shot and killed by Border Patrol agents Thursday night. She said Mattia had called Border Patrol. He called to request for assistance because there were multiple illegal immigrants who had trespassed onto his yard, and he wanted assistance getting them off of his property. It happened in the village known as Manager's Dam, a few miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The family said Mattia went outside when he saw the agents. They claimed he was just 2 feet away from his front door when suddenly shots rang out. I had heard all the gunshots like it was a war. I just went into shock like I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The family is still confused as to what exactly happened that night, and they want answers. They told us there was an estimated 38 shots fired at him.
I mean, there can't be any reason for that, no matter what the situation was.
Just standing on his front porch?
There's absolutely no reason for 38 shots, unless they don't know how to... even if they did need to use their gun for any reason, 38 on one person? I mean, you don't know how to shoot, and it's kind of scary that you're Border Patrol or any sort of cop, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, ugh, you have a gun? That's terrifying.
They told us there was an estimated 38 shots fired at him. You know that's excessive, and we want justice, and we want to know what happened and why there were so many Border Patrol out there shooting at him. They don't mention the number of agents that showed up.
Two, probably.
Well, they make it sound like why they want to know why there were so many Border Patrol out there shooting at him. So they make it sound like there was more than, you know, just a couple of dudes. Mm.
38 shots for, like, a couple of people, that would be excessive.
Yeah. But, I mean, that could be 3.9 millimeters, right? If they're empty.
Yeah. Before.
Ophelia Rivas, a lifelong family friend, said Raymond was a law-abiding citizen. He was not aggressive, he was a kind man, and he was not violent. She added, he was an artist, a ceremony person, a traditional hunter. He's a traditional singer. He was always kind to his family and taking care of them however he could. She, along with others in the community, is angry. I have dealt with Border Patrol aggression and unmonitored behavior out here on Toho Odom land without any regard to the respect and to the land and to the people.
So it sounds like they're Native American,
yeah.
The person that called.
And when you're on the southern border, my guess is that this person also appeared to probably be Mexican to the Border Patrol agents.
So I don't know if that's where the mistake was.
And they were like, oh, brown
racist.
People, fire!
I mean, not
speaking of racism,
seem to do that.
Also on Thursday night, Tohono O'odham police, along with the FBI and Customs and Border Protection Office, of also there on Thursday night. Oh, I see. So it wasn't just Border Patrol that was there. Tohono O'odham Police were there. The FBI were there.
What?
And Customs and Border Protection's Office of Professional Responsibility. All are investigating the officer involved shooting.
I'm confused.
Why? Maybe they showed up after the shooting.
Yeah, to investigate?
Maybe. It's unclear.
I don't know how we got from this guy calling Border Patrol because he thought there were illegal immigrants on his front lawn to he's murdered, like, you know, 10 people show up, there's 38 rounds fired. Like, how does this... And I doubt we're going to get answers or any sort of truthful answers.
Yeah. Welcome to the police state. It is here. It used to be, at some point, Free Talk Live hosts and co-hosts would warn of the coming police state. Well, guess what? It's here. It's been here for some time now, several years.
Back to boot.
And it's only going to get worse as time goes on. If you do any sort of the study of empires historically, you know that they don't sort of take themselves out. The only way empires end, typically the way empires end, is through financial collapse.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's coming too.
That's coming too. So.
Cool.
Hopefully we're nearing at the end of this.
At least we have that to look forward to.
The end of this horrific
experiment
result. Yeah. But, yeah, I also don't understand this at all. How you call... I mean, there has to be dumb involved, right?
Oh, of course.
Somebody was just dumb. Somebody did a dumb thing. And everybody else was like, oh, I'm dumb too. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Right? You know, monkey see, monkey do.
I feel bad that people still believe in, like, police and... I don't know, like imagine calling the police to come to help you.
Yeah.
I can't fathom that. Like,
yeah.
We already know they're cold-blooded killers, they're psychopaths, low IQ, like, they're not going to help you.
Yeah.
They're going to come here, they're going to shoot your dog, or kill you.
Shoot or your family.
38 times.
Yeah.
There's just... Very rarely do they help.
Yeah, I'm remembering a story we did where they did a no-knock raid on a guy's house. They smashed in like a bedroom window and chucked a flashbang. No.
Different time. Okay.
And they ended up in the baby's crib or something like that.
Yeah, they flashbanged a baby in a crib. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know, like, you know, how much of a baby. It could have been like a toddler.
Well, whatever.
Like, whatever, like, yeah.
I mean, young child's terrible. At anyone, it's terrible.
It was the wrong house.
Just harassing people.
It was the wrong house.
Well, I didn't hear about that. Not surprised.
The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got a bunch more coming up, including a politician found passed out on drugs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Jenny Yellen says there is no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st.
I'm John Schaefer.
The stage is set for debt ceiling talks to resume at the White House tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden agreed to a face-to-face meeting today during a phone call from Air Force One as Biden flew home from Japan. The sports and entertainment worlds are remembering Jim Brown, the NFL running back who went on to a successful Hollywood career and became a leading civil rights activist, died at his Los Angeles home. He was 87. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
So, and we're live, and we're on the air, and we're on the internet, and we're on like some satellite somewhere, and we're on podcasts and live streams and
video.
Interplanetary.
We are intergalactic.
Yeah.
What are we?
Free Talk Live.
What do we do?
It's a caller-driven radio show, nationally syndicated. Let me rephrase that. A nationally syndicated radio show where.
Where, you know, you can take
control of the airwaves. Yeah, I'm just trying to, there's so many different facets trying to put it all together. Sorry, Captain.
Yeah, I totally understand. It's hard for a guy who only comes in once
a
month,
exactly.
to remember all the...
I'm going to have to go back to human resources training. I skipped the class.
Oh, man.
It's a caller-driven radio show. Call now. What's the phone number, Captain?
Nikki?
603-283-6160.
Very nice. Very nice.
The domestic terrorist hotline.
If you're a domestic terrorist, call now.
Operators are standing by.
Before we go on, I want to say that this hour of Free Talk Live has been brought to you by Dash Digital Cash.
Yeah.
Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented some really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use. You can start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit dash.org to learn about Dash. Again, dash.org. I just want to also give them props for their app.
Dash Direct.
Dash Direct, yeah, yeah, where you can spend your Dash at some incredible, like 150,000 locations.
With a discount.
And not all of them get a discount. Every now and again, you bump into a place where, but like you can get anywhere between 1 and 8% even. I've seen 9% at one place. So
that's incredible.
Like it depends on, you know, where you live and what services are near you and all that kind of thing. But it's great. I really like it. I use it at the Home Depot when I need to, you know, get something to touch up the house or whatever.
Right.
And in fact, if you go through their self-checkout, and you just select, like, gift card, you can just have your Dash Direct app scan, you know, the QR code through the gift card and put in the amount, and bam, bam, bam. It just asks you for, like, a confirmation step. So it'll launch your wallet for you and say, hey, do you want to spend this amount of money? And you go, yep, I do. It asks you to enter your PIN to confirm that you actually want to spend that amount. It'll spit out a receipt or email it to you if you've got a Home Depot account. And I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went during sort of off hours the first time to try it, and it, like, I didn't even need to. Like, it could have been the most crowded, busy day, and it would have been just as fast.
You don't want
to
be that guy who's, like, fumbling through your phone and, like, I can't get this to work. And,
right.
We need assistance over here on aisle two, and all the people behind you are just like, come on, buddy.
We've got some calls holding, but I want to go to, I believe, was it Hanfreen? Is that your name? In Texas?
Yeah, Lubbock, Texas.
Yep. What's your name again?
It's Anthony Garza. How are you guys doing?
Anthony. Hey, Anthony. So you're calling because we were talking about this situation with the Border Patrol, right, down in the Tucson area with the Tohono. Can you tell us what you know?
Yeah, this is one of the few Apache tribes that have a connection with Mexico. For the Tohono O'odham, their original sacred lands are in the Sonoran Desert in a little village called Kipovach. And a lot of their students and children are there learning, you know, the tribe.
Hey, Anthony, can you just back away from the phone a little bit? You're a little bit distorted as you're telling us the
information. Oh, I'm sorry. Information. I apologize.
It's okay.
But anyway, the Tohono O'odham have a sacred land in the Sonoran Desert, in a little village called Kipovach. They're one of the few Apache tribes that have a connection with Mexico.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there's a treaty with Mexico, but Kipovach is kind of like a reservation. A lot of the Tohono Indians send their children to Kipovach to learn the culture.
Okay.
And without saying it, without sounding racist, a lot of these Indians really do look Mexican. So I think this is going to be a very interesting case.
Okay. Do you know anything more than we've covered in the story about it? Are you local to it? Have you heard anything?
No, I've got a few calls out to some friends over there. Hopefully they'll get back with me. Apparently there was a little trigger happiness going on is the only thing I've heard.
I mean, sounds like it.
Over 38 shots, according to this article from KVOA. So, I mean, it sounds like, yeah, somebody got trigger happy. And you know how cops are. If one cop starts shooting, they all want to join in.
Yeah. But anyway, the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the State Department definitely going to be involved with this one.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm sorry, you said you're with an affiliate of ours. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a KRFE in Lubbock, Texas, one of your affiliates.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, will you do us a favor as you learn more? Like, we're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. So if you hear more about the situation, will you call us and update us?
Yeah, I'll certainly do it.
Awesome. Did you want to share anything else tonight, Anthony?
Well, we're the station that trained the Buddy Holly. That's our claim to fame.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we thank you for the call, Anthony. We appreciate you. Have a good night. That's a good call. So hopefully we'll learn some more details about this, you know, straight from the locals. as a result of Anthony. Let's move on. Let's go to, we've got Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that a lot of times you refer to people like who are heads of state as or even mayors as people with power. I never really looked at it that way. I always figured that those people actually have a responsibility because you see, you can't really have just a group of people like the senator, the Congress, or the citizenry as speaking for the government. I mean, you have to have basically, and sometimes you have to have one person who speaks for your government and who takes immediate action when it's necessary. For example, in 1973, when Golda Meir called Richard Nixon at about 3:30 in the morning, she was in desperate shape. He couldn't go to the Congress and say, hey guys, come together, we need a decision within 3 hours. I mean, they were on top of Israel practically already, those five countries. He had to take immediate action, and that's why you need a head of state. It's not a question, like I say, of power. I mean, after it was over, I mean, Nixon could have, you know, they could have taken action against
him. So because there's somebody in power in another country who's doing something that you don't like, that's why we need to have somebody in power in another country to act upon it? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, for emergency situations and for situations where you need one person to make one to make a decision quickly and to make it logically in behalf of a whole nation, you have to have one person at the top. You can't have a group of people.
That sounds like a terrible idea, to have one person have control over a whole country.
It's like a dictator.
But let's back up for just a minute. Let's back up for just a minute. You said something about responsibility. And it would be probably a better deal if the people who acquire these positions of so-called power, these politicians, if they did act as if, what they have is a privilege and they had a responsibility. But I need to ask, who ultimately holds them responsible? Because it certainly isn't the people. It certainly isn't other politicians. Who is it exactly that holds these people responsible for their decisions, good or bad?
In the final analysis, it's the people of the United States of America in the case of Richard Nixon in Israel. We got to decide if he did the right thing or not.
We did?
I didn't. Did you?
No. Well, if it had been a mistake, we would have been all 300, how many of us there were at that time, would have been on top of him for sure.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
So what about when, I don't know, pick Vietnam, right? What about that? Yes. That was a horrible mistake, and it was actually a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Atrocity.
Quagmire? An atrocity, but it was a false flag event.
Yeah.
The Gulf of Tonkin that led the United States into the Vietnam War. Who holds anybody responsible for that entire war?
Same situation. It's the people of the United States who went along.
So where were those 300 million people holding anyone accountable?
Right here at home, sitting here in the United States of America at home.
Doing nothing, right? Because they can't, because they don't have the guns. It's the government that has all of the guns, and they're the ones who do the enforcing. The citizenry does none of the enforcing. It is a false statement to say that the people, quote unquote, of the United States are responsible for holding these people accountable. That is what they want you to believe, but that is not how things actually work.
Well, when the people of the United States decided against the Vietnam War, we got out in a flash. Actually, the reason why is because...
After how many years?
Well, I can tell you exactly. It was a very short time after they decided that everybody, all the children, even the ones...
And how about the lies that got us into that war?
How about the people that were drafted that died that went there against their will?
Yeah, conscription.
I mean, I don't care how long it lasted. I don't care if it only lasted for a month. If people died in that time that were drafted and didn't want to go, you know?
Oh, you know they did.
Well, it was the people of the United States of America who made that possible.
No, and I'm sick of this. People of the United States, we, collective. No, I mean, that's perpetuating the issue. We're individuals, and we need to act as such. You know, we need to take our power back, and we need to live our lives as free individuals. Powering under the state and living in this collective, like, fairy tale world.
Yeah, and that's like, what it is. It's a delusion is what
it
is.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be roped into the we. I'm not a we, I'm a me.
In the final analysis, it's the majority of the people of the United States of America who make these decisions.
Yeah, no, and that doesn't involve me, though, you know? And it doesn't involve the majority of the people. You know, it's like, it's a minority deciding for everyone.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's go on to an unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please? Hello, caller.
This is Robert from South Carolina also.
Oh,
wow. Hat trick tonight. It is a hat trick.
Oh, that's weird. Three hopefully you're hopefully yeah, you're cooler.
Well, I wasn't expecting to I thought there'd be a screener. I don't know how I got through that one.
Normally there is. I made an executive decision because, well,
you're
an executive.
Okay, well, you did. You made a good idea.
I don't follow the rules usually.
I'd like to make a brief comment about Jerome.
Okay.
Your caller there. I guess he must be a guy who calls in all the time.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Well,
he's not a chronic caller, but he's a frequent caller.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I know Jerome. I've never met him in my life, but for decades I listened to 1250 WTMA here in Charleston. And Jerome I guess he just sits home all day and listens to the radio.
He's like a seminar caller, right?
Jerome used to have his own music on a local show.
No way.
They play the
and every
theme.
Every time Jerome called, Jerome, I hope you're listening, buddy. Jerome is a Marxist racist who sits home and all he thinks about is his privilege and his victimization. And I don't listen to you guys a lot, but I was sitting out here in the back patio and I heard Jerome come up and I'm like, oh my God, here's Jerome. Well, Jerome used to have on, it was called Radio Free Rocky D on 1250 WTMA.
Okay.
And he had his own music. They would screen his call, and whenever they let him talk, he had his own music like a WWF
intro music
thing. Okay. Yeah, he had his own intro music. Yes, Jerome is a legend in Charleston. And Jerome is a racist black victim who all he cares about is him being, I don't know who did what to him, but that story he told you about him being in a hospital or whatever, nobody said that to him. They never said that to him. Nobody said that to his behind.
How do you know, though? I mean, somebody could have said that to him.
People don't talk like that.
Yeah,
I'm from South Carolina. Nobody does that. Listen, I was born in 1972,
mm-hmm.
and we were taught from age one, we don't look at people like that. Everybody is equal. And I'm from an integrated school. We don't talk to people like that.
I mean, that's very nice, but unfortunately, not everyone believes that way, and there are absolutely racist people out there. South Carolina.
Not here from where I'm at. Especially somebody who's a professional in the nursing field.
I literally know racist nurses. But
okay,
you know.
Jerome. I've listened to Jerome for years and years and years.
Does he call all the radio shows?
A lot of them. Okay. I can only name one that I knew because he had his own intro. Okay? He had his own intro like a WWE, like a boxing match.
Yeah.
And listen, I guess I might even met him. I don't know. But he may be a nice guy, but I'm telling you, this guy is blowing things way out of proportion. I live in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
People love each other here. We don't discriminate. It's just not that way. It's not that way. He's not been, you know, he may have been discriminated against by an individual, but holy, he hasn't been discriminated against that way.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there are folks like you in the area, and you know, we appreciate you at least representing those who are not racist in that respect.
Is there another caller in South Carolina? His name is Ferris, that calls a lot of talk radio shows. I don't know if you've heard him on your stations. Down there.
Maybe if I heard his voice. Oh, okay. I really only.
But the name is interesting, Ferris.
Bueller?
Like Ferris Bueller,
yeah,
right.
I probably know if I heard him.
So he's a seminar caller. He calls the Hartford radio stations.
I got you.
It's like, oh, here's Ferris, okay. And he always comes on like, you got to give me my 1 minute, okay. And it's always like the same story, and he's out.
Robert, was there anything else you wanted to share while we've got you?
Well, I was a little disappointed in, I'm not sure your lady there, what her name is.
Nikki.
No, I thought it's Ann Nikki.
Nikki, I was a little disappointed because I listen to AM radio while I'm in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a professional. I'm retired now. But I remember that story.
What story?
The flashbang being thrown into the baby's crib.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know for sure I was employed at that time, so I didn't have a lot of time to listen to the radio. But I really wish you'd be more informed about those kind of details, because it's just unfortunate that was a popular story.
I mean, how long ago did this happen?
I would say that was at least 4 or 5 years ago, gentlemen. Yeah. I don't know if you know. But those kind of things, because I have the same views you guys have a lot, and that is gross negligence on police department, on the police department's part to do something like that. And they get away with that crap all the time.
Unfortunately, there are thousands of those stories, and we cycle through them.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I did a quick search for flashbang baby crib. This was the first thing that popped up from InsideEdition.com, published in December of 2014, a grand jury in Georgia has decided not to indict in the case of a baby who was severely injured after a cop threw a stun grenade into a home during a SWAT raid.
I also just want to put something into perspective. I was 16 years old in 2014, so let's just,
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll cut you some slack on that. Because I have daughters that are way older than you, so.
Hey, Robert, we appreciate the call.
I was going to ask Robert, what kind of birds are in the background there, tweeting away?
Have you got parakeets?
Oh, gosh.
They're going crazy.
I have no idea.
Or did you just recently hit your head?
Or is it a car alarm going off?
Probably Blue Jays, Cardinals, and Carolina Wrens.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
Or you just hit your head.
The Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
He's got X's on his eyes.
You know. Well, I mean, man, those are some good calls.
Yeah. Three from South Carolina. It's a hat trick.
Right on. Like South Carolina. Keep it up.
Thank you, South Carolina.
From South Carolina? Gigi? She comes from North Carolina.
I thought it was Florida for some reason. I don't know. Well, Gigi, call in and tell us where you're from.
Just say you're from South Carolina.
We're trying to prove a point here.
So let's see. We got, a recap on cops chucking, flashbangs into baby's cribs. We got
38 shots down in Tohono.
A guy part of an Indian tribe calling the Border Patrol to get some illegal immigrants off his land. The Border Patrol shows up, kills him.
Yeah.
Not the immigrants, the guy who called.
Right. That's right. What are the implications if someone is in your home, if you're on that reservation?
I don't know what the reservation law is down there, so I can't really speak intelligently about
it.
But
it's a rhetorical question.
I assume the reservation law is similar to any other place where you have,
your ground.
You have a right to defend your home and your property and that kind of a thing.
Right.
I feel like that's a reasonable assumption. I could be wrong.
Right.
My guess would be that they were not coming into his home, or he had asked them to leave, and that's why he called. So I'm just guessing.
Right.
if he didn't do that, then that's probably his
bad. Could be following that latest
TikTok
trend.
But at the same time,
of breaking into people's houses, going into
is
the
that
wrong
a TikTok
house.
Trend?
I just saw that that was a TikTok trend.
Did you start the trend?
I did not. I don't have the TikTok.
Okay. Right.
The TikTok.
I thought you were going to say I don't have the cat burglar skills.
I don't have the TikTok. No, I do.
He's
not.
Like, no, I got the skill. I just don't have the TikTok.
No, people just are just walking into the wrong house. And filming.
And it's just supposed to be funny?
And it's supposed
what?
To be, like, I don't
yeah,
know
until
what.
They get shot?
Because I think these people were getting killed, like, showing up in the wrong driveway last month.
Oh, my God. Yes, no, I heard about
I
that. Or
New
the
York.
People accidentally got, like,
right.
tried to get into the wrong car because, it, you know, sometimes, I've done that before. You know, you drive a silver Toyota Corolla or whatever,
right.
some common generic
a
car.
A Ford Escort, like, there's
yeah,
billions of
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you accidentally get into the wrong car, and, I mean, yeah, they right. got shot.
I had that coming out of one of these, you know, office supply type places. Like
an office depot?
Something like that, but
yes.
not that one.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to give anybody publicity either.
Yes.
But, yeah, Despot. The exact same kind of car, same color,
yeah.
like same year.
Key doesn't work.
But just like two spots down on the other side of the row. And I'm like, why isn't my key working? And then I like look in through the window and I'm like, that's not my stuff. Oh, it's not my car, right? You have that
Who
moment.
Put all this stuff in
Yeah, you
here?
Have that moment where you're like, wait a minute, what's going
Captain,
on?
Captain, what are all those Michael Jackson CDs doing on the front seat? Not your car.
Why you got to bring up pedophile? Classic. Being
classic.
That's very classic. It's classic.
Yeah.
Right? So if you say something and it stands the test of time,
it's classic.
It's classic.
Department of Redundancy Department.
Yes. Yeah, so the moral of the story here is, kids,
call 912.
411.
Figure out another way. Hopefully sometime this cell 411 app will, you know, be the thing, or something like it will be the thing that allows you to crowdsource your emergency response to your preference.
Call before you dig,
and you'll have something that resembles a market choice for your protection services or your fire services or your ambulatory services instead of
or no service
what you have now.
Depending on what you want.
Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up. We've got more in store. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.